I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up and running on this now Tuesday morning here on The Fan. It is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis, back in effect, taking you up until 5 o'clock, at which time it is the warm-up show that comes your way. The number, of course, you know, 888-808-1019. Lots of things to get into tonight, plenty to discuss. Another example. I didn't think that these examples would keep happening. But we have another example of the Knicks winning the NBA title, and it's still breaking people's brains. It's months ago now. We're closer to next season than we are to last season. But the Knicks winning a championship continues to break people's brains. You would figure it would wear off at some point. Maybe this is just going to be from now until perpetuity. Until there's another champion or something. Could you imagine if the Knicks win back-to-back? Some people might just have to go walk the earth or something. I'm not sure. I don't know how. They still can't deal with it. It's like impacted them in a way where I think that even if you ask them, hey, is this the result of the Knicks winning a championship? They'd say no, but I've never heard such ridiculous things before when anybody else won. But we'll get into that in the course of tonight. We'll get some football stuff with the Jets and Giants. Some more reasons for optimism. You know, sometimes you have to burn stories when you get the chance to use them because later on you might not get a chance to use them. And I was thinking about the Jets today and something dawned on me about that season opening game against the Titans and what it means for the Jets long term. So we'll get into that in the course of the show as well. But I wanted to open up again with the Yankees. Yankees off yesterday. They get back to action later today. But, you know, there's been a lot of talk surrounding the Yankees, a lot of talk with the injury to Giancarlo Stanton and what it means and the impact that he had. And I got to be honest. I think I'm a pretty reasonable Yankee fan. I know other Yankee fans. But sometimes the way Yankee fans are portrayed by people in the media, I'm not saying that they're lying, but it just doesn't match up with my experience talking to other people. And I think that the reason why that happens sometimes is because when the media wants to get the vibe of fans, they go to social media. And the social media they go to, it's not Facebook. It's not TikTok. It's generally Twitter. And Twitter is a very toxic place. Like if you are saying to yourself, you know what, I feel really good today. I want to derail my good feeling. You go on Twitter or X for a little while, and there's a very good chance the negativity surrounding that site will suck you down, right? But I've seen a lot of, in the last, I guess, 24 hours, I was listening to Joel Sherman's podcast, the one he does on the Post, Pinstripe Plus or something, and talking about the reaction of Yankee fans to the injury news with Giancarlo Stanton, and that the overwhelming reaction of Yankee fans has been along the lines of good riddance, or this bum, or, you know, Mr. Glass, or all these. And I'm not saying that there's no negativity out there, right? It's a huge fan base. It's the New York Yankees. But generally, the sense that I have gotten has fallen into one of two categories. One, it's disappointing that this guy is hurt again because he has had an impact in postseason games because he has the power gene. He's had a bit of a clutch gene as well in Yankee playoff runs that have not ended with what we've wanted, but he's still performed at times in a way more consistently than a lot of other people. And then the other thing that I felt like is that people have felt like, well, it's a shame that he's not going to get back. You'd always rather have the team healthier than not. But it was kind of hard to see where he was going to kind of fit in. Now, look, if he were 100% healthy, even at his age, even with the fact that he's not played for this long, you would find a spot for that guy if he came back, you know, at the end of the regular season and was able to show you, hey, he's still Giancarlo Stanton. But I think most Yankee fans that I know fall into the second category of, it would be great to have him, even if it's just a bat off the bench or a DH spot in specific matchups. But it's kind of really hard to expect much out of the guy. And I don't think there was a single Yankee fan in any category when they got the news of Giancarlo Stanton almost certainly being lost for the season with a new injury to his other calf. I don't think there was a single person who was like, oh my God, really? Like, it was not exactly a shock. If you would have seen him on a baseball field, I think that would have been a bigger shock. So maybe I'm just isolated, and maybe it's a younger Yankee fan that is feeling like, ah, you know, good riddance to this guy. He's never been healthy. But I don't get an overwhelming sense of negativity from Yankee fans towards Giancarlo Stanton, because the guy's just been hurt all the time. It's just part of who he is. And it was a couple of years ago now that Brian Cashman basically said that injuries with Giancarlo Stanton, I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something along the lines of, it's just part of the deal. That's just part of his game now. And you knew that. You know that he is very brittle. And it's weird. We talked about that last night. It's weird that this guy, you know, can't over, you know, he's 35 years old, 36 years old, and we're not asking him to run. Like, I'm sure in his ramping up to get back to play, whatever running, quote-unquote running he was doing, that's probably more running than the Yankees would have asked him to do playing in games. So I don't get the sense that there's been an overwhelming negativity towards Giancarlo Stanton. Maybe I'm wrong, 888-808-1019. You can tell me if I am. But the other thing that, you know, I do think that we should focus on is, and it feels like all the injury attention has focused on Stanton over the last 48 hours, mainly because it feels like that is final and that he will not be back. I mean, that would be the upset of all upsets if this guy, who's been out since April with one calf injury, was able to recover from that and the second calf injury he got while coming back from the first calf. I mean, that, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it feels extremely unlikely. That would be about as big a sports shocker that you would ever get. But really the focus is, to me, the Giancarlo Stanton injury is the least significant of the injury concerns the Yankees have right now. Him not being back at all this year, it's disappointing. You always rather have somebody who's done it before and can impact the game with one swing of the bat. But what did you think you were getting back if he were able to get back? And if he were able to get back, stay back. Like, the Yankees have, what, 32, 31 games remaining before the playoffs kick off? If somehow, magically, I don't know, maybe through AI, maybe through ChatGPT, maybe Claude could help, but somehow magically, you could heal all the aches and pains that Giancarlo Stanton has, and you could bring him back for the Yankees' next game, what would be the odds that he would be able to stay healthy for the remaining 31, 32 games and into the postseason? Like, it doesn't feel like the odds are all that high. He played 77 games last year. He's been out since April.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
He's 35, 36 years old. Like, it's kind of hard to envision a scenario where that guy is still going to have it. Now, he did have, in 2024, he was part of it for sure, had some big home runs, some big hits for sure. But, you know, last year was about as ineffective as he has been in the playoffs, and he's another year older, and he's even more injured than he was a year ago. So I don't know what maybe Yankee fans just expect, hey, we're still paying him, so we still expect the same level of production. You know, maybe they grew up under George Steinbrenner, where your pay dictates how you play. That was a big win with George. George would pay people more than they were worth, and then George would complain that they weren't performing up to their contract. Well, you're the one who gave them that contract. Nobody else was. But Maybe that's what Yankee fans expect. I'm not sure. But to me, this Giancarlo Stanton injury is the least significant injury that the Yankees have right now. Obviously, we've talked about the Aaron Judge injury ad nauseam. I mean, it's so crystal clear. We're focusing on all these other things. That's the big one. That's the big one that we should all be concerned about. And as long as another day goes by that we don't get bad news, no news is good news. Like, I don't know how often the Yankees are going to really give you any updates before he is back in the line. I'm assuming if there's good news to tell you, they will tell you. But it's a kind of thing where good news, it's nice, but as long as there's no bad, as long as there's no setbacks, it seems like that he is progressing to a point where he will be able to get back at some point, probably in the, you'd have to think that he has to be ramping up, I guess, in the next 2-3 weeks to be able to get some time. Because again, he's not swung a bat and like real bat, you know, like he's hitting off a tee right now. Not exactly the same as facing live pitching. You'd have to think that he's going to have to come back here in the next couple of weeks to be able to ramp up for the postseason if he's going to get back here. So as long as you don't get any bad news there, no news is good news. But I even think the injuries with the pitchers are more significant, because what is the strength of this Yankee team right now? It's not the offense. You're hoping that Aaron Judge is able to come back and give you something in a way that impacts the offense and it gets back to the way it generally runs when Aaron Judge is part of the offense. I know things have kind of ramped up here a little bit lately, but just because they went out and scored 8 runs the last game doesn't mean that all of a sudden things are turned around. We have watched this offense over the long haul, since the end of May, struggle to score runs. And not that Aaron Judge being back is magically going to fix that, but if there's ever a way to get the offense functioning enough come postseason time where they are able to score enough runs to win series and win a championship, it feels like the only thing that can really impact that at this point, or at least the number one thing that could impact that at this point, is a return of Aaron Judge back to who Aaron Judge is. And as I pointed out last night, he doesn't even have to get back to the Aaron Judge that we've come to know as the MVP-level Aaron Judge during the regular season. You know, the more you think about it, the fact that he was able to do what he was doing earlier this year after suffering the injury and dealing with the injury for, what was it, over a month, and still put up an OPS of 900, in some ways is even more impressive. Even with a broken rib, he can still put up an OPS of 900. I mean, that's pretty incredible. So that's the one last piece, because it doesn't feel like, and look, baseball, there's highs and lows, guys go on hot streaks and cold streaks. Trent Grisham has played better lately. You like what you've seen from Spencer Jones. George Lombard Jr. has given you more offensively than I think you could reasonably expect, kind of coming into watching a 21-year-old get his first taste of the majors. But at the end of the day, the one big impact could be Aaron Judge. But the pitching is the other part of this. Like, the Yankees can't afford to have any more injuries with the injuries they've already dealt with in the rotation with both Max Fried and Ryan Weathers. You know, the reason why everybody feels good about the Yankees come October this year, or maybe different this year, or feel like you got a chance this year, is because you're going to have the pitching matchup in your favor, and a big part of that is having Max Fried be able to be one of those top three guys along with Gerrit Cole and Cam Schlittler. And then Ryan Weathers, who was always kind of targeted for the bullpen, that bullpen, I think, is going to need some reinforcements here because they've been fantastic. But I don't know how much longer you can expect those guys to be as perfect as they have been. And you don't want to get the type of situation where trying to win a division, trying to beat out the Rays, trying to come from behind to be able to avoid that wild card playoff series, where you're using your bullpen every single night and you're almost certainly going to have to because the offense has struggled to the level that it is. You know, the pitching for the Yankees has been fantastic, but the problem is that the offense is so bad, they make the other team's pitching look like the Yankees pitching a lot of nights. So to me, the other injury concerns that the Yankees have right now all more significant than the Giancarlo Stanton injury. And if it does turn out that Giancarlo Stanton has played his final game, it's always going to go down as a miss. I don't know the way to put it. Did he have some magical moments as a Yankee? Yeah. Did he hit some big home runs? Absolutely. Was he a complete bust? No. But what you thought you were getting when you got him, coming off a National League MVP, hitting 59 home runs, you never really got that guy year in and year out. And that was mostly because of the injuries. And if you say the Giancarlo Stanton deal in hindsight was a mistake, it sounds like you're taking a shot at the guy. But at the end of the day, as Yankee fans, either you believe the only goal that matters is winning a World Series or not. And if you feel that way, as I think most Yankee fans feel, going out, that was one of the real big pivot points of building this Yankee group. You know, the Aaron Boone-led Yankees, after getting to the ALCS and within one game of the World Series in 2017, they come up short against the Astros that year, and then the following year, you know, the offseason, they go out and they get Giancarlo Stanton, and it's a deal that was too perfect. You gave up basically nothing. You got the Marlins to pay for some of the salary. You pair those two guys together, you think you got a new Mantle and Maris. And to come away from that time, if he has played his final game as a Yankee, which is at least a possibility because it doesn't look like he's coming back this year, and I don't know what I think there's a better chance he comes back this year than there's any baseball in 2027. So if there's no baseball next year, he will have played his final game as a Yankee. And to think that he has been here all this time and he has had some big moments in the postseason, but that the Yankees have never won a World Series as a result of that pairing, I don't see any way you can look back at that and not think that that was a missed opportunity and what might have been if A, he had been able to stay healthy, or B, the Yankees decided to go in another direction. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get your phone calls involved on the Yankees. Plus, what are the possibilities that if the Yankees don't win the World Series this year, that there could be a change at manager for the New York? Aaron Boone possibly could be out as is that a possibility? I got some details on that coming up, so we'll get into that as well. 888-808-1019. It is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis right here on The Fan.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.